Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Good morning. Yes, sir. It's a Friday, baby. It's the weekend. We're here. We made it. I love it. Although we, you know, got to still deal with all these controversies that are going on. But, I mean, that's kind of what it is, right? We got to talk about it. And I guess we're going to live it and experience it. See, we got to it's kind of turned into this whole thing where we have to deal with it in reality. And then we're going to have to deal with it in our fantasy world of sports. That we want to go to sports to get away from all the bullshit, right? But it's all tied up to it. So we got a lot of things to talk about. Obviously, a lot of uncomfortable stuff, I guess, for some. We've got, of course, our two exceptional insiders joining us today. It is Friday. Man, think about this. In 2 weeks, because next week will be the last week of July, the week after next, you know your Fridays are going to be Omar Kelly, Manny Navarro, and Ira Winderman. I mean, I don't know how it gets any stronger than that and how you get better information on your local teams anywhere than, you know, on this show, I think. So really proud of being able to put this stuff together for all of you out there, and really excited because next week we'll start Inside the Paint on Wednesday, which will be a few days prior to free agency. And then Ira Winderman will make his debut on the show. On the second, although we had him on the show, but I'm saying debut as the daily insider and our exclusive insider. He'll be here Tuesday and Friday. You know when next? You know what 2 Tuesdays from now is the start of NBA free agency. So it doesn't get any juicier than that to get Ira on at the start of free agency. So we'll have a lot of things to talk about with the Heat. So that I'm telling you, it's. You know, Mondays you'll have Omar Kelly and on Tuesdays you're going to have Ira Winderman and Manny Navarro. Wednesdays you're going to have Kyle Krabs, you know, joining us. I mean, really it's loaded. Thursdays again. I mean, we got you covered, man. We got you covered. So make sure you keep it locked here. We'll have, and remember next Wednesday. And from now on, all Wednesdays, we start the show around 9:45 in the morning, okay? So I will go on for a couple of minutes, and then we will hand it off to Ira and Clay, and then they will take it for the next hour. And then I come back and do the regular show after that. So Wednesday's show is going to grow to about 3 hours and 15 minutes already. There'll be more expansion as other things and other features and everything else are added, you know, to the show as we go along. So we'll continue to just create this monster in a way where South Florida sports fans can just go to one place and they don't have to bounce around and they don't have to run into national crap. And at least, you know, when you tune into this show and when you tune into this guy, you know that I'm all about South Florida sports. So that's, you know, that's my heart and soul. And that's where we lie, and that's what we talk about. So at least you'll be able to count on that. So we're doing our best to build up. See, I'm a massive sports fan, right? And I follow all sports. I watch all sports. I love every sport, man. I'm not one of those. Now, do I like football over everything else? Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Do I have an order? Yeah, of course. But I love all sports. I watch them all. I'm into it all. All the pro sports. I'm into college. I'm obviously into the Olympics. I'm into everything, man. Doesn't matter to me. Even though I may not be an MMA expert, I do like to watch it. I really enjoy watching it. You know what I mean? That's why when I hang out with Dono or some of these other guys, I get to learn a little bit about it. You know what I mean? But outside of that, this is what this show is going to be. We're going to have hopefully the best insiders in here providing you all the kind of local sports talk that you want. So I'm really, really, really excited about what we're putting together here and how it's going to develop over the next couple of weeks. And as we head into football and basketball season, because think about it, basketball season, it's only a couple months away, dude. I mean, in late September, we're already getting into the preseason, October, and we're done. We're off and running with the sports, and we'll have hockey back too, which again, I love and follow and, Can't wait to see the Panthers come back this season, man, and get it all done. So we got a lot of things to talk about. Omar Kelly is going to join us at 11:30 with our EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins report. At 12:30, Manny Navarro is going to stop by with our Caneswear Miami Hurricanes report. And obviously the Canes in the headlines, not that they wanted to be, not that it's their fault or anything. Listen, you recruit 90 kids, man, it's kids. I mean, us parents, we have trouble keeping up with one, two, or three children. Can you imagine 90? So it's impossible to recruit 90 angels. It's impossible to keep up with 90 kids, and it's impossible to be in 90 kids' heads all the damn time. And so you're going to have a couple of bad apples. But I got to tell you something. I'm really, really, really proud of the University of Miami, because they obviously must have looked into what went on, and then they must have determined that the crime that they said, because it's pretty disgusting. I mean, the woman's 31 weeks pregnant. She was packing, apparently, to leave the damn place. And the guy didn't even want to wait, that he had to slam her to the bed, you know, grabbing her by the hair, reportedly, and then allegedly grabbed her again by the hair and threw her out the door. I mean, really, dude, what kind of a human being grabs a pregnant? What kind of a human being grabs any woman, anyone, any child, and just throws them out like that? What the hell is that, dude? That's not animals. Nobody deserves that. You know what I mean? So if it's true, which apparently they felt it was true, they threw his ass out. They dismissed him. And I gotta, you know, I'll start with, you know, on the show by saying congratulations to the University of Miami football program and Manny Diaz. You set the right example. Okay. I told you guys this. Sorry only gets by for a couple of things. And you can't just say, oh, I'm sorry, coach. It won't happen again. Get the hell out of here, bro. We're not talking about you being late to meetings for the 10th time or something. We're talking about you abusing a pregnant woman. It's just disgusting. It's disgusting at every level. It's despicable. It tells me that Avante Williams had a crappy upbringing, probably, or terrible leadership around him, and never gave them the common sense that he deserved, that he should have. You know what I mean? It's just whatever it is, it's produced a person that is not very good and not good for your program. And like I said yesterday, and I'll continue to say it, you cut his ass and you make him go to Northeastern Southwestern University or junior college or whatever the hell, and make his sorry ass earn his way back if somebody else wants to give him a chance. That's it. But your program, like, what did I say yesterday? Why are you going to give Willie Williams part two? And to Willie Williams' credit, okay, his stuff was like stealing and stuff, but it was still stupidity. He wasn't abusing women, so I'm not going to go that far for Willie. But Willie was a dumbass, and Willie did all kinds of really stupid things and kept doing stupid things and kept getting break after break after break. And then all that does is embarrass your university because you look pathetic, because you're hanging on to a kid committing crimes just because he helps you win. That's not the message you want to send. That's just not the message you want to send. So congratulations. Well done by the University of Miami football program. And obviously Manny Diaz, props to you, sir, for doing that. Okay. You know, you still got to show me you can actually coach up a team and make them great, but props to you for having the common sense of saying, get this guy out of here. The hell out of my face. And that's what I would have done. And so I'm glad that they did that. That's good stuff. We'll talk to Manny in hour number two, and we'll get his thoughts. We'll get his insight on all of that. But, you know, as I've told you guys many, many times over, any of these stories come across the wire, you're abusing people, women, animals, I am not going to have a lot of tolerance for that at all. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a dog owner. I take this stuff seriously. Okay. I've been on this earth over half a century, and if I don't need to do it, nobody else needs to do it. And if it's not that, and it's really not that hard not to torture animals and abuse kids and women. I mean, that's kind of, it's the easiest thing.
There's no need to drive around.
Okay. Quiet. So anyway, so, you know, it's just one of those things that I don't have a lot of tolerance for. You know what I'm saying? Acura really wanted to get in there. We'll be in Acura, by the way, next month. We'll be broadcasting out there twice. We'll give you the dates next week when we're going to be out there and having some fun. But again, great stuff by the University of Miami, handled well. Let's do a little roll call here. And I appreciate all of you that are already on the chat board already. And please smash the hell out of the like button. It is so important you smash the like button. Please, please, please. That is one of the top things you'll do. Steve Chapman, of course, he's becoming like the lock in at number one, right? Sometimes it's John Rouse, but Chapman lately has been kind of like getting in there. GP Trap sometimes, but Chapman's going to be the top dog right there. Kind of like what's going on with Inter, that it looks like Chapman should start over Matuidi. But anyway, that's another thing. GP Trap is in. Gus 1388. Jonathan Dill says, what's up, big O? Love the show and watching on my break. Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate you, man. That's strong. Isais Herman is in. Brooklyn Rob is back. He says, good morning, big O. Been back in the office, so finally have a chance to catch you live. I'm a corporate time-stealing weasel. And Brooklyn Rob, boy, those of us that have been taking advantage of the Stellar, right, when it goes down to like 22 cents and stuff. I know you're doing it like I am. Ian from Brooklyn says it's a Freaky Friday. Big O is in the hizzle. John Rouse in the house. Ohio John, Finns One, John Santos. Good morning, Big O. Do you know what date we are going to have our first outing during training camp? I do not know. You know what? I got to look at you know what I'll do this weekend? I'll look at the training camp dates and then I'll see what I'll tell you. I'll look at the whatever weekend dates are coming and I'll tell you what date I'm going to be there. And we'll go out there and we'll have some fun. And hopefully I get to meet some of you out there. Let's see. Eddie Lepp is in. Robert Triana, Pipe Man Slim, Steven Gonzalez. He says that's a badass lineup on Friday. That's a badass lineup all week long, my man. I mean, Kyle Crabbs midweek, you know, on Wednesdays. So you get inside the paint on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. for an hour with Ira and Clay, and then after that at 11:30. I mean, come on, man. Kyle Crabbs is going to join us from the Dolphins wire and the Draft Network and all that stuff. He's awesome, man. He's fantastic. So I love having Kyle Crabbs on and have a little fun with Kyle talking some Dolphins every day. We got something for you. That's kind of the idea, that you're going to have insiders all throughout the week joining us. Let's see, what else do we have here? Troy Ortiz, Chase One says this is the slowest sports time of the year until the Olympics. I agree. Rosendo, good morning, Big O Nation. Thank God it's Friday. I wish you a blessing day. Never get discouraged because there's no estimation of what lies ahead. Have a happy weekend that will leave you refreshed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No doubt about it. You got to fight through any adversity that's out there. Ray Grouillon is in. Howdy, O. Everyone, happy Friday. Football season is here next week. Going to Finns camp in a few days. Can't wait. Let's see. Greg Wood says, Big O, rewatch the AFC Championship game. Buffalo had a lot of problems with stopping the speed of Kansas City. That's a big reason MIA went Fuller and Waddle. Oh, yeah, of course. Well, we had no speed, dude. There's no speed. That's the problem. So they went and got speed. You know, they just didn't have the guys. They didn't have elite players that could actually break people down that way. Yeah, no, of course. They built the offense more to what they need to do in this league. You got to score, man. So they got them weapons. Hell yeah. Drew Boo is in. Big Mike from New York City. Paul Curry is in from Connecticut. He's in the house. Says 30 TDs for Tua this year. I agree. 30 plus. As well as we should take it seriously, Big O. I never did this or ever thought I would do something like this in my lifetime. Never. Yes, you're right. You're right, GP Trap. Big Bob, we love you in the Bahamas, Big O. Thank you, Big Bob. I love you guys out there. When I grow up, okay, when crypto hits big, I'm joining you in the Bahamas, okay? I'm gonna join you in the Bahamas, and I'm gonna join JG out in Malaysia a little bit and go visit him out there. That's what I'm gonna do. Tony Santana says, happy Friday, Big O. Glad I found you again. Listen to you for years. Wish you the best. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you. Rosendo says, let's just hope we added speed that will pray our receivers stay strong and healthy. Well, Rosendo, that's every team, everyone, and every sport. Health is health, bro. Last year, the Heat, man, right? Bam, boom. You know, Goron. You know, it's health is something for every team. That's nothing new. Let's get into a little bit of the controversial stuff. And some of you, by the way, you maybe you're kind of new to the show. Maybe you haven't heard me for a long time. First of all, when I get into this, okay, I want you to understand, I don't give a rat's ass about Democrats or Republicans. I've had to repeat this over and over again because some of you then peg me in one corner or the other, and I am not in either corner because I don't care about either side. I think both sides are all screwed up. I think as I've said for years now, the far left and the far right are the ones that screw everything up, and they allow the parties to screw it up. You know, it's gotten to a point that the two parties don't talk, and people are the same way, and all of that. To me, I don't care about your stinking politics. You know, I'm with Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin was talking about winning, okay? And look, we've talked about this over and over again because as for those of you, you know, the NFL came out yesterday. And just in case you don't know, I'll read you exactly what went on and what the NFL is planning on doing with vaccinated and unvaccinated players and how they're going to handle this, which, by the way, Greg Sankey from the SEC is also thinking about the same thing. So the NFL informed clubs that if a game cannot be rescheduled during the 18-week season in 2021 due to a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players, the team with the outbreak will forfeit and be credited with a loss for playoff seedings per sources. Okay. The league intends to play the entire 272-game schedule over 18 weeks, 17 per club. We do not anticipate adding a 19th week to accommodate games that cannot be rescheduled within the 18 weeks of the regular season. Play on time or don't play. And then it says every club is obligated under the Constitution and bylaws to have its team ready to play at the scheduled time and place. A failure to do so is deemed conduct detrimental. There is no right to postpone a game. This is the NFL's strongest step to incentivize vaccinations. In essence, vaccination status dictates action. And so, listen, and Michael Irvin came out, and I'm with Michael on this. But listen, I'm vaccinated. You know, this is the silliest thing to make this politics. We've been using vaccines for 100 years. I've already talked about this. We did it to eliminate polio. You know, yesterday I got a guy on this is the problem with this. There's so much misinformation because you listen to wrong people instead of listening to experts. And so you listen to parties. Don't listen to parties. Listen to the CDC. Listen to the medical experts. They're going to know more. They're not going to be perfect because medicine and science is never perfect. Those people are constantly learning, but they know a hell of a lot more than we do. Okay. We've been using vaccines forever. People die from flu shots. You know that? You guys know that? I had a guy yesterday, he goes, I'm not taking the vaccine because it's not perfect. I go, dude, there's never been a vaccine that's perfect. The idea is that the vaccine protects you at a high level, but it doesn't. It's never 100%. It's never been 100%. So there's a slight risk. This is where the whole misconception is. And so then, unfortunately, one side has used this as a tool to say that you're at risk when you're always at risk. Here, since we do our homework on the show, you know that you know the people that take a daily aspirin? I do. I take a daily aspirin. Do you know that on average, about 3,000 people die a year from that? Yeah, there's a risk at everything you do. You want to go eat a Whopper? Go eat it every day. There's a risk. One guy may live for 97. Another guy may live for only 57 with clogged arteries. There's one guy that smokes cigarettes and he lives to 110. And there's another guy that smokes cigarettes and dies at 45. There's a risk. There's a risk at everything. Our bodies are all different. Our DNAs are all different. So we don't know how everything reacts, and neither does science. They can't answer everything. They can only give you a high percentage because it does protect over a high percentage. That's the common thing. Here we go. The flu shot. 30% of all flu vaccines have adverse reactions. People take flu shots every year. I never take a flu shot because to me, a cold is a cold, whatever. I can fight that off. That's not, you know, that's not really, it's rare. You know, people do die from it, but it's so much lower than what's going on here, obviously, because we've got millions and millions dying within a 1 year period, which is just absolutely crazy. In 1 year, okay, you had 51 deaths. In 1 year, you had 232 life-threatening events. You had 116 permanent disabilities. You had 739 hospitalizations. You had 109 prolonged hospitalizations. You had 4,039 ER visits and 6,221 not serious. That's all from the flu shot. It's the ignorance that's out there. It's the lack of education. Every single vaccine that's ever been created, okay, most of them protect you. But there's always a slight percentage of risk. But the bigger risk is not being vaccinated. You know, I had Darius Butler. I was going back and forth with him on Twitter. And he goes to me, well, I told him about the, you know, polio. And he goes, well, it took, you know, decades to eliminate polio. And I go to him, can you imagine if you didn't have a vaccine, dude? He didn't have a response. Because, of course, if you just are dead set on this whole thing, then you're never going to lean to common sense. So if it took decades to eliminate polio with a vaccine, can you imagine what would have happened without a vaccine? You eradicate society. I mean, it's pretty simple. That's why the NFL is going after more the unvaccinated people, because they're the ones at risk. They're the ones at risk to die. They're the ones at risk to spread. The people that are vaccinated will be able to fight it off. Will you have those breakthrough cases, like they say? Of course, but it's minimal. And the damage is also minimal. What is it? What's the stat that's out there right now? 97% of the hospitalizations and 99% of the deaths right now are from unvaccinated people. So there's still a minimal risk, but it's way smaller now. You know, that's the common sense to all of this. There's no politics to this. The problem is it's been politicized. That's all. This is just politicized, and there's a ton of misinformation, and that's kind of the way it is nowadays. And there's a ton of people that are buying the misinformation. And that's why we have people that are still dying. In India and Brazil, ignorance and a lack of supplies. And how many people are dying? That's common sense. If they weren't ignorant and they also had the resources, they would have been able to save thousands. And that's what we're trying to do, is save people. Save everyone. This is something about humanity. This is not for independents. This is not for Republicans. This is not for Democrats. This is for our planet. This is for human beings. This is how we kept kids alive from not getting the measles, because we gave them a vaccine. They had to get their measles vaccine. Those of us that grew up in this country, you had to get your measles vaccine. Why? So I told Darius Butler yesterday, I said, so we don't vaccinate kids, we just let them die then? He had no response. Because again, once you hit them with common sense, you know, then they want to spin the political. And this isn't political. This is about saving lives. This is about saving human beings. It's not about saving your party. Okay? And for the record, I'm not a Trump guy, and I'm not a Biden guy either. Please. I'm common sense. I kind of know that both weren't good for us. That's all. So I equally insult both sides, just in case if you're a little too sensitive to handle it. I mean, it's just, It gets to a point where it's ridiculous. All right. So this is about saving lives, nothing else. And the best way to save your life is to get a damn vaccine. Now, if you don't want to get it, you're putting others at risk. Those that are vaccinated aren't putting people at risk. That's the part that people don't understand. And that's why the NFL has to actually take a hardline stance. They're a private business. They can do that, man. I know, dude, if I owned a business that I had multiple people in, if you're not vaccinated, you're not working. That's what I would do. Sorry. Get vaccinated or you don't work, because you're not going to be putting people at risk. Can't do it. Our best defense to this is the vaccine. Your best defense is not to avoid the vaccine. It's to actually take the vaccine. That's your best defense. That's how you didn't get the measles. That's how people survived from polio. And by the way, not that the polio vaccine was 100% either. I think it was like at 90, actually. I think I read where it was 90. This vaccine's actually higher than that one. Well, at least Pfizer and Moderna are. Apparently, Johnson & Johnson. Let me ask you, when you got one shot, what was it? You didn't have time? You didn't want to take a second shot? I'm just wondering. And I think the AstraZeneca is kind of weak. But, I mean, come on, man. This is about saving lives. Not about saving Democrats or Republicans or independents or Hispanics or Asians or whatever. No, dude, this isn't about saving women and saving kids. This is about saving the world so we can eradicate this thing, because it's all over the damn world. Do you think every government, it's so silly. So did every government in the world get all together to try to take down the human race? Really? Yeah, they're all trying to inject you to kill you. I mean, give me a break, dude. Right. So all the leaders just want to be left and kill the rest of us. I mean, come on, man. It just gets to a point where just ridiculous. It really is. And you turn everything into politics. God, politics, they suck so bad, dude. It's just terrible, man. Really is. And now we've got DeAndre Hopkins with all of this. Let me tell you something. DeAndre, go retire, bro. Get the hell out of here. Fine with me. It's one less team the Dolphins have to worry about down the line, just in case you guys make it to the Super Bowl or something like that. Not that you're going to make it to the Super Bowl, but anyway, whatever. You want to retire? Go ahead, bro. You and Cole Beasley can go retire and get the hell out of here. You know, he was saying, my sister's brother had a heart condition. And yeah, I know it's sad. There's going to be a cup that happens, dude. Do you know that vending machines kill 13 people a year? Vending machines. Stay away from them. Don't go get those potato chips. Don't go grab that Coke. No. Stay away from the baby Ruth. You could die. You could die. I know the sandwich looks delicious, but you need to keep your distance. You might be one of the 13 a year. There's a risk at everything, man. There's a risk at everything. These poor people in China, they went to the subway, and there was this monsoon flood, and 13 people died inside a subway trying to get the hell out. You know, this is life. That nothing is 100%. Every time you get in an elevator doesn't mean you're going to live every single time. Somebody's going to die in an elevator. As weird as it is, every time you get in an airplane, airplanes don't crash. Last time I checked, they crash. They crash, they disappear, they completely disappear in the Bermuda Triangle. I mean, it happens, right? So every time you get in a plane, that's Russian roulette, man. Every time. There's no such thing as every plane landing. So that's the beauty of this politicized argument. You make it sound like there's a risk at everything. But the question is, which is the risk that minimizes loss? That's the answer. So you go down the path that minimizes loss. You don't go to the path that exposes more loss. Vending machines kill 13 people every year, and the contents of those machines kill even more. years. But you take your chance, right? You want to keep eating that Mounds bar. Although maybe coconut's not too bad with the chocolate. That one, all right, let me go to a Butterfinger or something. You know, you want to keep eating the Butterfinger every day and stuff your face with it, then there's going to be a risk. Yeah, exactly. You want to keep eating those sandwiches from the vending machine? Good luck to you. That's what I'm saying. I demand a universal background check every time a vending machine gets used. Exactly. We need to ban those assault vending machines. Think of kids. I'm telling you, bro. Oh, save your breath. These anti-vaxxers live in the alternate universe. They have, I mean, it just gets kind of silly, man. It is. All right. We promised you, as always, Omar Kelly is going to join us here at the bottom of the hour so we can talk a little football with our EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins.